said, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken much better care of myself. I have a couple more, but I don't have time to give them to you. I'll save them for another time. Since this has turned out to be a storytelling contest, I have one to enter. This is one of my favorite stories. A minister of a rural church was delivering his memorized sermon one Sunday morning, and he thought to himself, if he was preaching, this church is so dark and dingy, I can hardly see my parishioners out there. This church needs a chandelier. So at the end of the sermon, he called a meeting of his deacons, and he explained, this is what I said to you. Well, the first deacon, the treasurer, said, you can't afford it. Second deacon said, if we got one, she couldn't play it. The third deacon said, what this church needs is more light. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we're here, every one of us. Well, here's another one. My sister Amy, Beatrice, Nebraska, nearly 4 years my senior, now widow, sent this to me about a year ago. I'm not a lonely widow. You old folks, now you listen to this, and you young folks realize what's coming for you. I'm not a lonely widow. I have four men in my life. I get up with Charlie Horse. I have lunch with Will Power. I lunch with Arthritis. I spend the afternoon with Will Power, but I go to bed with Ben Gay. Okay, I enter that for the comment. You notice on the program the title is Thoughts of the Person Who Has Recently Made a Contribution to MacPherson College. I invite you, I challenge you, dozens of you here, to be thinking while I'm presenting this brief outline what you're going to do in presenting scholarship to MacPherson College. And today of all days, we have just finished dedicating a sports center. Think of all the possibilities of determining the scholarships that you ought to provide for oncoming athletes, students of the future, for that sports center. At the end of this very brief address, I will mention another one. By the way, I'm accustomed to 40 minutes for a lecture. No one, only a college president, cut me down to 4 minutes. I was early on. This will be divided into three parts. Now I'm serious. Part one, very brief. I can epitomize this first part, which is really personal and subjective. Loyalty and appreciation. Capital L for loyalty. Capital L for appreciation. Once upon a time, MacPherson College accepted a young green country boy from South Biafra's church, Brethren Church, near Holmesville, Nebraska, enrolled him here. He did something to him, he did a lot for him. And that's why Pauline and I want you to be thinking about what you're going to do. That's why Pauline and I have done just what has been announced. I'll mention that again later. So that's part one. Part two. As a lecturer, I lecture all over the country. I'm always looking for a good lead-in for my next part of my lecture. Ladies and gentlemen, you have provided that for me all day today. The dedication we have gone through, the coming together of this entire community. So that leads into one of my lectures I give across the country. Education and business, greater cooperation between campus and corporation. We've done it today, Dr. Hoffman, all of you. You have seen this partnership that you have developed over these 2 years. That lecture I give, partnership, working together, campus and corporation. And so that illustrates why I think it is important that we continue this endeavor. I want to explain where this idea crystallized regarding this scholarship. I'll tell you where it started. About a year ago, when I was here for one of your meetings, up in Merlin, France, drove me down to Wichita for my plane. And down there, I proposed the idea. I said, Merlin, Pauline and I have been thinking about possibly, I said possibly, establishing a computer science scholarship. Merlin said, keep talking, Paul. But we have. But I want to tell you how this crystallized. It's very pertinent, I think, to what we're doing here today. 5 years I've been a guest lecturer at the College of Business and Administration, Arizona State University. And because of that, and because they know my work with controlled data, about 18 months ago, just about the time you started this movement here, 7 of us were invited to what was called an external advisory committee on where their data processing, where the College of Business Administration curriculum should be 5 years from now. And we seven worked together with them. I kept reminding them, and they knew it, so I kept reminding them, what are you going to do with these McClure professionals when your freshman class comes next fall with their personal computers? Think about it. Well, this is one of our problems today. And when we were working there on that committee for about a year, I began to think about my little colleagues back here in this personal campus. I wonder what they're doing. I wonder how they're going to meet this challenge of this new age of information science. And that's where it crystallized. And so, Merlin, it started a year ago and it has crystallized by our establishing this computer science foundation. Look back. Just a little bit of history is going to be very pertinent as you will hear. It has been mentioned, I founded Automation Institute in Chicago, June 10, 1957, the first data processing school of this nature in the entire Midwest. 10 years later, the first institution that was signed in the United States to be accredited by the U.S. Office of Education. That only leads up to June 10, 1957. That leads up to October 4, 1957. Come on, who remembers what happened October 4, 19? Somebody will. Sputnik. Let me talk about that for a moment. It's very pertinent to what this computer science scholarship needs in the first college. We were so certain in this nation we had the best educational system. We just knew we had it. We knew we had the best research people, the best scientists. We just knew until Russia sent Sputnik into the air. It just failed. You know, you were here at that time, and most of you were. It hurt our national pride. We just couldn't imagine that some other nation could have done what Russia did. After we recovered our composure, the U.S. Office of Education /HEW, Health Education Welfare, began to almost dictate, new superintendents of public instruction in every state in the Union, new city superintendents, new teachers. We, watch this, we want more emphasis in science. We want more emphasis in mathematics. We want more emphasis in English. We now call it communication. 26 years ago, sound familiar? Somehow or other, with the student revolution on campus, we lost sight of that goal which HEW said we must have. We're coming back to it, and you're hearing it, and I'm hearing it. We're now again beginning to say those words over and over again. We want more emphasis on science. We want more emphasis on mathematics, communication, English. Now you can see why Pauline and Paul Pear think that computer science scholarship is important to McPherson College. Part 3. As I mentioned, we have just finished dedicating this sports center. I have a proposition for you. I want to find a seat. Now listen, faculty, administration, trustees, all of you. We have been motivated for 2 years to attain this goal, which Dr. Lichty has just described, and Dr. Dawson. You know what's going to happen if we aren't careful? We're going to let Luke, we're going to relax. So I propose to you, I want to plant a seed, that the next goal for McPherson College, and in my lectures I use over and over this phrase, we still have goals to go. McPherson College has a new goal I propose, and think about this for the next year or two. I propose that we establish here, mid-Kansas, on the McPherson College campus, a Computer Information Science Foundation, or center. Think about it. Finally, again, why did Pauline and Paul Pear establish this scholarship? The story goes when Theodore Roosevelt was president of these United States, he was invited to Buffalo, New York, where he dedicated a public building. In that dedicatory ceremony, Theodore Roosevelt said, what a man does for himself dies with him. What a man does for his community lives on and on. Dr. Hoffman, all of you, Pauline and I hope, after we're gone, that this perpetual science scholarship will live on and on and on. Thank you.
As a legendary figure. 30 years ago, when I was a student at McPherson, I used to hear Dr. Moeller talk about this farmer out in western Kansas who was going to give us the money for a new girls' dormitory, and what a marvelously wonderful, dedicated man he was. It took me many, many years to finally meet Lawyer Dotzer, but I give thanks for his life, for his dedication, for his love, for his sharp wit, for his continuing interest in McPherson College, and now that he has lived almost 95 years, he has a special view of history and a special way to reflect on the events of our time. Lawyer Dotzer.
These institutions serve the area in our community, our society, as well, through the years. And the McPherson College, in the last half century, has been a recipient of accreditation. Look is sort of a coordination of all on campus. It's marvelous. We are very grateful for it. And looking ahead, we don't know, of course, what's now in the years ahead, the decades, the centuries. We are seeing the end of one century.